But look at verse 52, because there's another claim he made. He had earlier said in John chapter 5 that he was the final judge. He says, you know what? You ought to be careful what you're saying to me, you detractors. He says, because I'm the one who everyone in the grave, John 5, 28 onward, my voice, he said, can be heard by everybody in the grave. And I'm sure they really got a big charge out of that and laughed, you know, that he thinks when he talks, people can hear his voice in the grave and respond. He said they would come forth when they hear his voice. So look what he does in verse 52 when he touches the graves. These little details, let's go real slow so you don't miss what it says. Verse 52, and the graves, first of all, were opened. So this earthquake, when the earth convulsed, it didn't just shake up things and break a few, kitchen vessels or whatever little things were around to be broken. It says that something happened and graves were wrenched open. They were popped. They were broken open. And look at this. Many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Now, the tense, the way this is written, precisely in the Greek language, it's as the ground shook, as the graves were popped open, many bodies, look what it says, were raised. Whoa. Have you thought the implications of what is happening here? And it doesn't stop. Verse 53, those bodies that were raised, many of them in many graves all over the place, coming out of the graves after his resurrection. That means that at the cross on Friday, massive earthquakes, graves all over the place were popped open. Bodies reappeared, is what it says. Those bodies that had dissolved were reconstituted. And on Sunday morning, look what it says, after his resurrection, they went into the holy city. And they weren't ghosts because it says they appeared to many. Have you thought what that means? Note in your Bibles these two verses from God himself, open and close with the same words, many. That word modifies all the statements. Many saints, many graves. Some maybe had only been dead a few hours. Others may have been buried for centuries. All were in graves. All were part of the many. All over Israel, they were touched from the cross by Jesus. Because Jesus claimed to be the only one in the universe that people in the graves could hear his voice. So he's going to prove it and show people who they were crucifying. Well, just like every other great earthquake, after it was over, people began to go out and survey the damage. But unlike any other quake before, they noticed something eerily strange. All over Israel, from the north in Dan to the south in Beersheba, there were, from top to bottom in the country, graves broken open. It was almost centered on graves. And perhaps, as curious onlookers peered into the dark recesses, they could see eyes staring back at them. I bet they didn't stay around very long for that. Your ultimate horror to go climbing into some grave looking for some treasure and to find someone in there looking back at you. Imagine what it was. Amazingly, Jesus had touched the graves and something strange was happening all over the country. But then suddenly, right in step with God's plan, on Sunday morning it began to happen. Right after Jesus stepped out from the grave, many, it says in verse 52 and 53, many started to come out of their graves in resurrection bodies. And many started to march toward Jerusalem. Now, can you imagine the uncanny meetings that started going on as people saw these raised people? I wonder if they still were wrapped. You know, I've thought about this for a long time. Did you give them new clothes or were they still in those wrappings? I mean, but the uncanny meetings, I can imagine out in Hebron near the cave of Machpelah, a farmer on Sunday morning, which was part of the workday for the Jews, was out there plowing his farm. And all of a sudden there was a man walking out of a cave. So the farmer, you know, stopped his plow and this man says, "Hey," and the farmer goes, "Well, hello there. Do I know you?" And the man from the grave says, well, yes. He says, I am Father Abraham, formerly of Ur, and most recently from the happy side of Hades. And I'm walking to Jerusalem. Now, it doesn't say Abraham rose, but it says many did. And we don't know who they were, but they were saints. And just like that, all over Israel, God's word says many graves were opened, many saints were raised, many saints set their faces toward Jerusalem. We don't know which saints were raised, we just know they were raised, and there were many of them. Can you imagine what it could have been like? People may have run into Elisha, Joseph, Isaac. Can you imagine the conversations as people may have spoken with Jacob or David or Samuel? What a commotion it must have been. As what Paul calls the first fruits of the resurrection of Christ gathered in the holy city. Why do you think that almost the entire city turned out to hear Peter on Pentecost? And why do you think so many thousands completely did an about face and turned in faith to Christ? Many were raised. Many came to be witnesses of the miracle of Calvary.